House, please come to order. Representative Urien.
Be a Republican caucus upon recess.
Representative Miles.
Speaker.
Representative Meekins.
I'd like to know what the purpose of the caucuses are.
Representative Urien.
We're going to talk about you, Mr. Meekins.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, very briefly at ease.
House, please stand at ease. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, at this time, I'd like to call the House, and the idea being not to limit members to this chamber, but limit members to boundary, which perhaps you would care to designate, but to make sure that all of us don't wander off to the Baranoff or wherever for lunch while we're under recess.
The call has been placed on the House. Members will observe the call, and when the House reconvenes after recess, members will be present, not excused. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body stand in recess for to the call of the chair for purposes of party caucuses.
Hearing no objection, House is in recess. There is a call on the House. The House, please stand at ease while the absent members are notified. All members not excused are now present. Question before the House is, shall House Concurrent Resolution 112 pass the House? Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, since there appears to be only one alternative for me to attempt to put out a resolution that will make for a viable contract and consequently a petrochemical industry in the state of Alaska, I would move that we rescind our action in adopting the amendment.
There's objection. Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, that I think the results of what we have done, the amendment that was adopted, is to kill the chances of a petrochemical industry in the state of Alaska. I think this body has expressed its desire for in-state use of our royalty oil and gas. We have before us an opportunity to show that we meant business when we passed the amendments to Chapter 3806, and I would only ask that those in the interim, possibly someone here, has maybe seen the light and is willing to change their mind at this point, and I would ask that you vote to rescind.
Ready for the question. Representative Urien?
A rescinding vote is the green button.
The question is, shall the House rescind its action in adopting Amendment Number 1? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
19 yeas, 20 nays, 1 excused.
So the House has failed to rescind its action adopting Amendment Number 1. Representative Urien.
Mr. Speaker, those of us who didn't favor the amendment for fear of what it does, I think we'll nonetheless vote in favor of the contract, the resolution before us, because we realize it's the only way to keep the issue alive. If we were to reject the contract, the amended contract, the issue, of course, would be dead. It will go to the other body, and I'm sure that someday along the line we'll have the opportunity to recede from our amendment. And for that reason, Mr. Speaker, to keep the issue alive, I intend to sort of vote in protest in favor of this resolution.
Further discussion? Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 112 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-two yeas, 7 nays, 1 excused.
So House Concurrent Resolution Number 112 has passed the House on reconsideration. House, please stand at ease. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 807 by the Resources Committee. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Fish and Game, Division of Sport Fish, and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 807 is before the House in third reading. Ready for the question. Question is, shall House Bill 807 pass the House? The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll. Representative.
Thirty-six yeas, 1 nay, 3 excused. Okay.
The chair erred apparently in not recognizing a member who wished to change his vote on the roll call. Avoid the roll call on House Bill 807. So the question is, shall House Bill 807 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk, please take the roll.
Thirty-eight yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
So House Bill 807 has passed the House in reconsideration. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the roll call on committee substitute for HB 807 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Representative Miller.
Speaker, earlier today we had a message that came over from the other body relative to a citation honoring Hazel Shelton Ray. It's been distributed and is on the desk of all members. Mr. Speaker, I'll ask this and ask unanimous consent at this time that the citation be brought up as a special order of business at this time.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, please read the citation.
Citation honoring Hazel Shelton Ray by Senator Coletta.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that this body approve the citation.
Hearing no objection, citation is approved. The record show the citation was approved unanimously. Brings us to the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Special orders. Are there any? Representative Miller?
Speaker, I'm not sure if it's unfinished business or it's probably more in the nature of announcements, but I believe Guy Van Doren from Senator Ziegler's office was passing out tickets to members for the annual Democratic banquet at Mike's Place in Douglas. The Saturday, the May 20th. If any of you failed to get one of these, contact Mr. Van Doren at Senator Ziegler's office, and if you wish to, or if you wish to pass to purchase an additional ticket for whomever you wish to bring with you, those two are available at that same office.
Is there any further unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Cooper?
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to waive referral, if I may, to the Finance Committee of House Bill 658, an act relating to construction performed by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I think its fiscal impact, as distinguished from the policy question inherent in it, is fairly minimal, and I don't think we need to necessarily have a review of that bill.
Is there objection to waive of the Finance Committee referral on House Bill 658? Hearing no objection, Finance Committee referral on that bill will be waived. To further unfinished business to come before the House. Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements of committee meetings. Representative Cooper?
Mr. Speaker, the Finance Committee will meet 10 minutes after the session adjourns this afternoon to take up House Bills 896 and 897 relating to medical care. We had some out-of-town witnesses, but they were supposed to come in this morning, and I don't know where they've gone, but if they're still there, we'll have a hearing.
Representative Gardner?
Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 p.m. today on Senate Bill 488, Compensation for Criminal Injuries, and House Bill 419, Adoption and Relinquishment of Parental Rights.
Representative McKinnon?
Commerce will meet tomorrow morning at 8, mainly to sign out CSs that are coming back on bills we've already taken up, and also to take up House Bill 964 relating to the weighing of processed fish.
Representative Redd?
Community and Regional Affairs will not meet tomorrow, but will meet on Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Further announcements. Is there further business to come before the House? Representative Miller?
One brief additional announcement. Skip Burns, who is the Assistant Sergeant at Arms in the Senate, has invited all legislators and their families to a multimedia presentation on the Chilkoot Trail and floating the Yukon River. That'll be tonight at 8 p.m. at the Alaska State Museum. Speaker, if there's nothing further to come before the body, I'll ask unanimous consent we stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House is adjourned.